We got an exciting fall coming up in Chapel Hill for a variety of reasons, not just Tar Heel football, but students are back in class at UNC. Chapel Hill Carver City Schools getting back in session soon, and a lot planned for downtown Chapel Hill in the next couple of weeks and months. And joining us now is Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So what's going on? We got Tar Heel football getting underway in a week and a half. We got the students back in session.
Oh my
gosh. It's exciting. Everyone's walking around Franklin Street now. It's that time of year. It's fun.
It is that time of year. It is absolutely. It's one of my favorites.
Some people say that time of year with a little bit of dread, but some people, this is the most exciting part of the whole
you
year.
You got it. Yeah, the dread is there, but you know what? Yeah, we're all here because of those students that return
absolutely.
Every August. Streets are packed. Lines are a little bit longer. It's taking a little bit longer to get through places, but boy, are we happy to have them back. And today is first day of class, so all those new students need to go take a sip at the old well for good luck. You know that tradition. So.
Yep.
But we're happy to have them back, and this week also kicks off our downtown pop-up market. So it's a return. The Chapel Hill Farmers Market that has their Saturday and Tuesday markets at University Place are doing a Thursday pop-up market at the 140 West Plaza on West Franklin Street.
Returning from last year,
which
was really cool.
Yeah. Yep, we did it this time last year. This go-round, we've extended it further into the fall, so it starts on, it's every Thursday, August 25th to October 27th, and it's from 3:30 to 5:30. So we're doing a little later in the afternoon market where we had a lunch market before.
Yep.
More vendors.
Nice.
This time than last. We all found, and as did the vendors, that some of those value-added products were really big sellers. The beer, the cheese,
So not like the raw materials, but
right,
you take it and
so much
produce.
The produce.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, there will be some,
baked
but there
goods
will be.
And things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of the vendors are returning and a lot of local favorites. Everything that is sold or is produced or grown within 60 miles of Chapel Hill at the market. So we are very excited to partner with the town of Chapel Hill and the Chapel Hill Farmers Market to bring that market back.
Nice. So how busy was this last year? It was just a really, really cool thing to get downtown.
Yep.
I know, and we've talked about this before. Uh-huh. We always talk about like, oh, let's get grocery options downtown. And now we're getting them, and this is one of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's something that we have heard repeatedly over the last few years, particularly as we have had more residents downtown, the idea of having a regular market to shop at for that really fresh stuff that you can have. So the interest and the support is definitely there. You know, we're also going to have craft vendors and musicians. It's almost like a little party on the plaza every week. So everyone's invited.
All right. So starting this Thursday, 3:30 to 5:30, head to 140 West right downtown. Check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun all the way through the fall. When does it wrap up?
Thursday, October 27th.
Okay. So through the end of October,
you can
go there and check that out.
Yep.
Cool. So we got that coming up. We got the next big event, I think, downtown is going to be the Tar Heel Downtown, which is the 16th, which is a Friday, if I'm remembering right.
You got it. Friday, September 16th from 6 to 9. That is the Friday before the first home football game that UNC has against James Madison. And so essentially it's a big pep rally in the streets. And we have Ramses, we have the cheerleaders, the marching Tar Heels that'll be performing in the middle of Franklin Street.
Awesome.
Lots of games and activities and face painting for kids of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very cool.
And
that's in advance of the first home game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also going to be 140 West-ish
area. It is,
area.
Yep. The 140 West Plaza. You got it.
Sounds good. So that's coming up in a couple, a little bit less than a month, and getting further into the fall.
Uh-huh.
And leading up to the big event of the fall downtown, which is Festifall, which I know that you're already planning for and have been ever since the day after the last Festifall, right?
Yeah, Festifall is a very large street arts and crafts fair that takes place on West Franklin Street, and the date for that is currently Saturday, October 1st from 11:30 to 6.
And we're super excited about it this year because we've had like 2 years of buildup because we had to miss it last year because of the rain.
Exactly. There
we
was
had the hurricane that rolled through. Yeah.
Nothing worse than a hurricane to affect everybody in the community. We were very fortunate that it was bad rain. That's right. So we didn't have Festifall last year.
Yeah.
It's a big event, about between 15,000 to 20,000 people
nice.
Come downtown. Yep. Yep.
And this is going to be Saturday this year, October 1st. And that's a change, right? We're talking about this now that it's usually on a Sunday, and this year we're doing it on a Saturday. So what's the rationale behind that?
So traditionally, I shouldn't say traditionally, events are better attended by a community and when they're on Saturdays versus Sundays. That's kind of that human social behavior. Sundays is your day of rest. Saturdays is the day you go out. So that was one. Another thing was being able to have another reason for moving to Saturday was to be able to have a rain date. In a college town with football, you can't just say it'll be the next weekend. Or you can't say. And having it on a Saturday allows for a rain date the next day.
Okay. So Saturday, October 1st, if it rains, do it again on Sunday. Then basically, okay. Is October 1st, I assume, is a road game then for Carolina.
Sure. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but I would assume too.
I'm sure I was trying to get the schedule for Carolina in my head. I know our off week is like later in October this year, but yeah. Okay. So I know you had a meeting earlier today with business owners in the area, and some people were a little bit concerned about this.
There are concerns about moving it to a Saturday and how it could negatively impact businesses. Mm-hmm. And it was a great meeting. I really applaud our business community that has a strong voice. I applaud our town partners in the events and Parks and Recreation Department and being able to have a very open dialogue when it seems like there are points of contention, when it's really just interests and they may not overlap immediately. I think that what will come out of that is more conversation in the coming days, and we really will take a look at how we're all best served with the festival and the event and where and when.
Awesome.
So I think we'll continue to have those conversations.
So is the concern that, I guess, kind of the same thing with festivals, is it the same thing with businesses, that people tend to patronize businesses more on Saturdays versus Sundays?
I would characterize it more as a problem that other towns and cities would kill to have, that we have so many people that want to be in our downtown at once that there's not enough room for them, essentially. When you have 20,000 people coming to a street event and you have a Saturday business in a downtown business district that is extremely busy, it's a lot of people all trying to be in one place, and those don't necessarily overlap. So I think right now we're kind of evaluating how we can make this work for everybody. And, you know, we have a lot of value and respect for our arts and entertainment and our arts community, as well as our businesses. And I think that we all share the same interests. It's just kind of talking it out and figuring it out.
We're speaking with Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And again, a lot of really cool stuff coming up. Chapel Hill Pop-Up Market, the downtown farmers market beginning this Thursday, running until the end of October. Talked about Tar Heel Downtown again on Friday, September 16th, and now festival on Saturday, October 1st. Get ready for this. First one in 2 years. We're excited about that. But what generally is the impact of like street festivals like this on businesses in the area? And I'm thinking not just festival, but also like Tar Heel Downtown and Halloween, obviously. And I know it's different for different events, but what actually is the impact?
I don't have really really numbers for you to be able to say, because it's going to be different depending upon what kind of business, where you are, and what
does
the event
it rain?
Is.
Yeah,
truly,
something like that.
Truly,
does it
is.
Tend to go up or does it tend to go down?
For some businesses, the economic impact will go up. For others, it'll go down. Access to some businesses is more difficult if you have daytime food service versus nighttime food service. If you know, some businesses are closed on Sundays. Some capitalize on the event being right at their front door on what would have been a slower Sunday, you know. But that changes when you change the day. It certainly changes even if you were to locate the festival in different sections. You know, right now, being able to do a festival on the 140 West Plaza is kind of ideal for us downtown. We can close Church Street. The construction that's going on at Carolina Square isn't impeding any businesses. So Tar Heel Downtown is a win for everybody, and nothing but positive. So I think we'll continue to kind of look at that and evaluate as we have conversations.
Yeah. What are the businesses that tend to see business spike? Is it
during street festivals?
Yeah, during free street.
The walk-in food service, so you could walk in, walk out. You don't have to necessarily be waited on.
Okay.
And then some retail definitely sees, depending upon what kind of retail. If you're, like a bookshop or a gift shop or something like that, you're going to see sales go up, because that's the kind of thing that people are shopping for anyways in the street.
Right. People can walk in, shop, walk out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What about the other way?
Which way?
Like going down.
Well, high-end dining.
Okay.
We'll see.
So like the sit-down, get off the street for an hour. Yeah.
Yep. If you cut into nighttime business, particularly on a Saturday, you're going to see high-end dining numbers fall.
Okay.
Yep.
So we'll keep following this
as
we get closer to festival. But again, Saturday, October 1st, mark your calendars. And then Sunday, October 2nd is the rain date. So we don't have to worry about hurricaning like last year, which is really nice. Let's not ever have to use that verb again, but we'll have it in our pocket just in case. That's so what right. else? We're speaking again with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. What else cool is coming up?
Well, yesterday we did our Good Neighbor Initiative walk around.
Oh,
all
that's
of the residents.
Right. How did that go?
Yeah, went really well. Nice. All the years I've been involved, it was the highest number of volunteers. And I'm talking about students, community members, nonprofits. We had lots of firefighters and police officers from all of the different units that all went out. And it was really great. And it also helped that it wasn't 115 degrees in the
evening. Right? The weather's nice again. I was walking around. I walked past a friend of mine. I was like, oh, my God, the weather's great. We can walk around. We can do stuff.
That's right. So, yes, we walked around to all of the residents around the campus, both students and year-round residents. And said, you know, welcome to the new year, and we're glad you're still here to the year-round residents, and here's tips for your safety and how to be a good neighbor, and encourage them to then come out in September to the block party that's held at Hargraves Community Center on Thursday, September 13th at 5:30. Free food, free games, free activities. We want neighbors to come out.
And that's for everyone.
For everyone. Yep. Come celebrate, meet your neighbor, share a meal, have a good time.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So Thursday, September 13th, 5 p.m.?
Tuesday, September 13th.
Tuesday, September 13th.
I apologize.
Sorry.
Yes.
No, I might have misspoken there. 5 p.m., right?
Yes, at Hargraves Community Center. That's
all right.
Right.
And we'll keep announcing that in the next couple of weeks as we get closer to that, but that's going to be a lot of fun. So Downtown Chapel Hill website is?
DowntownChapelHill.com.
So check that out for a lot of cool information about Downtown Chapel Hill, businesses, restaurants, and things, plus information about upcoming events, including the Chapel Hill Downtown Pop-Up Farmers Market, Tar Heel Downtown, and Festifall. As well as the block party on September 13th. A lot happening as it's that time
that
of the year where everyone's back.
That's
it's going
right.
to be super exciting. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.